Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the virtues of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and encouragement to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the kindness and the clemency and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to us, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's kindness to us, that whatever Allah ta'ala had told him, what Allah ta'ala had informed him, informed us Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it to the best of his ability. From amongst the kindness also shown to us is, if we may explain it as shortcuts. Shortcuts, in other words, something that are very simple to do, but the rewards are very, very great. So from amongst the shortcuts shown to us, amongst the ease that is granted to us, is also ease in terms of choosing the words of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What words to choose that make it very, very easy for a person to get maximum rewards. Sometimes he reads few words, but the rewards are so great. So anyway, today's hadith is one of those ahadith that teaches us that we read a little, but Allah Ta'ala is willing to give us so much. So when we hear these shortcuts, we must grab onto it. We must hold onto it, because we are weak people. As far as our dunya is concerned, we want shortcuts to everything. Person is shown a shortcut, how to get from one place to another place. He wants to use a shortcut. On our desktops, on the computer, people got shortcuts. People like to use a shortcut. As far as making money is concerned, so for everything as far as the dunya, we like shortcuts. Allah Ta'ala is giving us some shortcuts, so to speak, easy ways, easy methods, short methods to gain maximum rewards. There we should not ever lose it, because these are things that will help us perpetually. An Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu anhu annahu dakhala ma'a Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala imra'atin wa bayna yadayha nawan wa qala Hasan تسبح به فقال أخبرك بما هو أيسر عليك من هذا أو أفضل فقال سبحان الله عدد ما خلق في السماء سبحان الله عدد ما خلق في الأرض سبحان الله عدد ما بين ذلك وسبحان الله عدد ما هو خالق والله أكبر مثل ذلك والحمد لله مثل ذلك ولا إله إلا الله مثل ذلك ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله مثل ذلك رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. حضرت سعد بن أبي وقاص رضي الله عنه narrates that he, in other words, حضرت سعد رضي الله عنه, and Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم visited a woman and she had some date pits or pebbles, date pits or some pebbles in front of her which she was using to make tasbih. So here it shows us thubut or some proof in hadith to use some pebbles or use date pits to count or to help a person make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes you find when there's a big gathering, then date pits are put on the sheet and people take those date pits and they use it as a counting mechanism. So here there is proof for this in the hadith. Hazrat Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu anhu and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visited a woman, and what she had in front of her, she had either date pits or some pebbles in front of her which she was using to make tasbih. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her, should I inform you of something that is easier for you, or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said better for you? In other words, I can show you something instead of having this where you have to count for long and you have to do so much of counting, etc. I'll show you something that is shorter, much easier, so to speak, like a shortcut. And or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said is much better. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then told her that read this. What is it? And it's for all of us. That subhanallahi adada ma khalaqa fi sama, subhanallahi adada ma khalaqa fi al-ard, subhanallahi adada ma bayna dhalik, subhanallahi adada ma huwa khaliqun, wallahu akbar mithla dhalik, walhamdulillahi mithla dhalik, wa la ilaha illa Allah mithla dhalik, وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we'll do the translation now, says that, say, Subhanallahi adada ma khalaqa fil ard, glory be to Allah equal to all that He created in the heavens. And then, as though Nabi Islam is taking it mathematically, taking one number and putting it to the power of something else. So instead of adding all these numbers one by one by one by one, he's taking Subhanallah and he's putting it to the power of what? The Subhanallah be equal to all that Allah Ta'ala has created in the heavens and the earth. Can you imagine what a countless number that is? And then Subhanallah adada ma khalaqa fil ard. So the first one is, glory be to Allah for all that He has created in the heavens. And then, glory be to Allah to all that He has created on earth. And the next is, glory be to Allah to all that He has created between the two. You can imagine what power this is now. One is Subhanallah in itself, but taking Subhanallah and putting it to the power of all that's in the heavens. Subhanallah putting it to the power of all that is in the earth. Then taking Subhanallah and putting it to the power of every single thing that is between the heavens and the earth. And the next thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Subhanallah adada ma huwa khaliq. Glory be to Allah to the number of everything that He has created. Can we count what Allah Ta'ala has created? Every single thing that Allah Ta'ala has created. And then, Allahu Akbar mithla dhalik, taking Allahu Akbar and putting it to the same powers that we just put, Subhanallah. Walhamdulillah mithla dhalik, taking Alhamdulillah and multiplying it by the same powers that we just multiplied, Subhanallah. Wala ilaha illallah mithla dhalik, La ilaha illallah multiplied to the same powers. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah mithla dhalik. These words, no power, no might, except with Allah Ta'ala, also multiplied to the same. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing us a shortcut that is equivalent to multi-millions or multi-trillions, if you look at everything, countless number. Allah Ta'ala is giving so much, for saying simple words. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing us a shortcut. Allah Ta'ala made it such that these things are there for us, for weak people like us. So when we hear them and we making dua also now, we can easily make dua. That when we say Subhanallah, O Allah, we're glorifying you, O Allah, to the extent of what you created in the heavens, to the extent of what you created on earth, to the extent of what you created between the heavens and earth. Alhamdulillah, same like that. Wala ilaha illallah, same like that. Wallahu Akbar, same like that. When a person is making dua, it becomes so easy, O Allah. Whatever I'm saying, I'm multiplying it to this extent, automatically the person is getting rewarded for that. See, something that we learned, a shortcut, we should hold on to it, and we should be making dua also, and making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we don't know the Arabic, at least we know the English, then we can say it like that, we'll get so much more rewards. So, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed this woman this, that we can all practice upon it. Another shortcut that we've got in these 2 days, or 3 days, we can say, is that the fasting of the day of Ashura, which will be the fasting of tomorrow. Tomorrow is the day of Ashura. Tonight will be the 10th. Tomorrow is the 10th day of Ashura. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this hadith is mentioned in Muslim Sharif. Person who fasts on this day, then all the minor sins for the previous year are forgiven. Which one of us don't have sins? So here's a shortcut. One day you fast, and then what happens? All the sins of the previous year are forgiven. And another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oppose the Jews and Christians, so fast one day before, or fast one day after. So therefore, if we're not fasting today, or tomorrow, then we can fast tomorrow and Monday. And another riwayat says that there is no fast greater after the month of Ramadan, there is no fasting greater than fasting in the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the month of Muharram. It's great, great merits, great, great rewards. Shortcut, we fast 9, 10, 10, or 10, 10, 11, and we're getting so many rewards. So weak people like us, when we're getting these opportunities, we should grab onto them. So this is a great favor from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.